in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. The NDG Art Hop took place over the weekend of May 24th and 25th. The Art Hop is an event where artists in the borough open up their studios or homes to the public. People walk the streets of NDG and discover the many artists who work and create, usually behind closed doors. This year, there were 19 artists who opened their studios to the public, showing a diverse range of art from photography to miniature and model building to painting and sculpture. Cynthia Davis is a frequent Art Hop participant. CJLO met her in her studio. Her walls were lined with paintings and mixed media collage work.
It's just one of those lovely things where we can that supports me as a local artist and my fellow artists, and we get to meet a lot of people from the community and show people what we're working on in our quite little studios.
It's in Davis's studio where artists meet at the beginning of the Art Hop to plan the weekend and learn about each other.
I open my studio for the meetings of the Art Hop, so I get to meet most of the participants, and I to see what they're working on, and we all try to support each other's amazing work, like Scott McLeod and Tamar Cohn and Train Man, and there's such interesting work being done in the neighborhood.
Kata Androdi is a first-time Art Hop participant, only discovering her gift and passion for photography 5 years ago. Androdi's studio is in her home. She opened her doors to allow people to see her photography and take a look at her process.
It's my first time. It's an amazing initiative, bringing together artists locally and meeting the community and getting to know each other and getting to know people from the community, NDG, and from outside of the community. So I'm really happy and proud of being part of it.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to On the Right Track. I'm DJ Zona, and today I'm going to be talking to you guys about Goa Trance. So Goa Trance, I've talked about very similar genres before. I've talked about trance, and I've talked about psytrance in previous episodes. So you're going to hear a lot of similar information if you have heard those episodes before. And Goa Trance, for the name, originated in the region of Goa in India in the early 1990s, although the musical elements that influenced it started way before that, goes all the way back to the 60s. But I will get into that later on. It's defined by its hypnotic melodies, its pulsing rhythms. It uses a four-on-the-floor dance rhythm and an energetic beat, usually ranges between 130 to 150 beats per minute, but can go all the way down to 110 or all the way up to 160. One of the things about Goa Trance is that it does very long tracks. The whole point of the genre is it's supposed to be this like a collective experience between the audience, and so the tracks are usually between 8 and 12 minutes. There are lots of changes in percussion patterns, a building of energy, and very much uses like intricate layered synth parts. There's a low kick drum and sub bass frequencies. The goal of Goa Trance, like I said, was to guide the audience to a state of bodily transcendence, hence the name trance. It was very similar to ancient shamanic rituals, and that definitely influenced the genre. Specifically, Goa Trance would mix with a lot of like traditional Indian vocals or like classical songs. I'll get more into the origins of Goa Trance, but first I wanted to say that the reason that I'm choosing to talk about Goa Trance this week is because today is my mom's birthday, and she is She really likes Goa Trance, and she sent me a track that she likes. And so that's the first track I'm going to be playing for you guys. I did do an episode, my episode about trance was for my dad's birthday, so you can kind of tell where my musical influence comes from. And yeah, but anyways, happy birthday to my mom, and the track that you're about to hear is one that she sent me, so I hope that you enjoy.
I'm At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
How do you get up in the morning and put your pants on? Where do you put the pants on? I'll explain it to you someday. How do you do it? How do you get up? How do you do it?
It's pretty simple, actually. You tune in to CJLO 1690 AM.
Put your pants on, buddy.
Okay, so just before that ad break, that was only 2 songs. The first one was Beluga by the Madbuja Project. And the second one was Raw by Highlight Tribe. They blended into each other pretty well, though, but I feel like you can tell the distinct sounds. So yeah, that first track that played, Beluga, that was the song that my mom sent me. Once again, happy birthday to my mom. It's kind of crazy how long these go trance tracks are, right? But anyways, getting back into how Goa trance became a thing. So the specific like location of the parties in Goa in India was that in the 60s it was a really big thing for like hippies and tourists, mostly hippie tourists, to hang out on Anjuna Beach in North Goa. Again, this was in the 1960s. If you recognize the name Anjuna, that's probably because you've heard of Above and Beyond's record label, which is Anjuna Beats. That is what the influence was for the name of that label. It was from Anjuna Beach. So yeah, in the 1960s, there were just nonstop music and dance parties on the beach. And of course, the influence of psychedelic rock in the 1960s was heavily influenced this genre. I did talk about this a little bit in my Psytrance episode, but basically it was the influence of bands like Pink Floyd or The Grateful Dead that got mixed in with this like spacey kraut rock or like synth pop rock from Europe, bands like Tangerine Dream or like Kraftwerk, and basically just like all of these psychedelic bands that had a tendency to have really, really long songs also. That eventually developed with the explosion of house music in the 1980s, specifically acid house. When acid house reached India, all of these elements of like psychedelic rock and like kraut rock and acid house all mixed together and gave us Goa trance. Of course, it also mixed with the local like Indian traditional music. And there are a lot of like this electronic influence was, a lot of people will have different opinions about which DJs did what or which DJs established the scene or the genre or whatever, but one of the biggest DJs that I would say established the scene would be Goa Gill. You know, his name says it all, right? And Goa Gill was especially known for doing this like curation of a spiritual experience of taking the dancers in his sets on a journey and playing for hours. These like Goa Trance sets go on for so freaking long. They don't stop. They like some sets will be from 6 to 8 hours. Goa Gil famously played a 36 hour set one time. Yeah. So next up, I'm going to be introducing you guys to some like original Goa Trance. The next track I'm going to play is going to be some Goa Gil. And yeah, for anyone who may have just tuned in, this is CJLO 1690 AM and you are on the right track.
let's fuck it, Don. Don.
Music is the answer. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight right here on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Hey, I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, Tuesday nights at midnight on 1690 AM, CJLO.
CJLO, you're listening to CJLO.
Hey, 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 hey. Wakatankara, 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 we are Wakana, we are Wakana, we are Wakana, we are Wakana, Boya, the 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 Boya, the
Okay, so considering how long all of these tracks are, we have run out of time today, but thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed Goa Trance. Once again, happy birthday to my mom. This was a special episode for her, and this was CJLO 1690 AM on the right track.